This month's Celtic Cultural Minute features information about the educational activities available at this year's Celtic Classic, running September 27th through the 29th at the historic industrial quarter in downtown Bethlehem. The Celtic Cultural Alliance is pleased to announce an expanded area of the festival to feature educational activities and resources for people of all ages to learn more about Celtic heritage and traditions. It will be called Heritage Hollow and will be open on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. This area will be home to the clans and societies as well as the children's activity tent, where children can make their own Celtic crown or a fluffy sheep magnet. They will also be able to help decorate a large foam cutout of a sheep. Why so much emphasis on sheep? I swear we're not breeding them for the haggis. This year's kids will learn how wool goes from sheep to shawl. The artist in residence for the 2013 Celtic Classic is Claire Marcus. She will be interacting with the children throughout Saturday and Sunday. She will be demonstrating how the fleece that is taken from the sheep is turned into yarn by spinning it on a wheel. Claire will also have an antique spinning wheel on display. Claire is a widely respected fiber artist in the region, as well as a highly valued arts educator. Joe Keane will also be in the children's activity tent to entertain the kids by spinning some yarns of his own. Joe is a talented storyteller, or Seanachie as they are known in Ireland. Born in County Kerry in 1959, the now Boston storyteller Joe Keane explores the boundary between reality and fiction. Using magical stories, lyrics, gestures, and poetry, his performances play with our ideas of myth, cultural history and identity, and ancient lore to make a fine tapestry giving us insight to both the landscape and traditions. A true Seanachie, Joe Keane brings together a current of tradition, humor, and an ancient wisdom to create a feast of soul food for the Celtic people. Education is not just for the wee ones. Be sure to tune in to Celtic Fair next week to learn more about resources available for the keepers of the wee ones. Or, more information can be found on the website at CelticFest.org. For the Celtic Cultural Alliance, I'm Sheila White. Sláinte!